Hello! Welcome back to Just Roll With It and our game of Court of Blades, featuring our lovely Skylarks and our guests Saint Guard and Destany. Just Roll With It, of course, is our little tabletop RPG tasting menu where we try out games we've always wanted to play or have just found out about but haven't found a chance to get a group together about. And this allows us to play them with our friends. So, welcome. Last episode of our Court of Blades arc, our would-be nobles decided to run two whole errands in one night. How terribly ambitious of them. I guess we're gonna see if they can pull it off, but first, we need to see if they can even handle themselves at the Firelight Stride Party in the Corvetto Plaza. So let's begin. We open up at the Corvetto Palazzo. From the outside, a beautiful, stately manor of white marble and red brick. Beautiful, vast gardens, the water feature out front. Inside, a party is in full swing. Music is playing in, like, all of the rooms on the lower floor have been opened. People in beautiful gowns and in masks are in the room. There's a room of dancing. There's a room of, there's definitely a room where people are gathered around talking. A giant fire in one of the fireplaces. Outside in the garden, giant bonfires are being lit in various colors. Magicians are out there starting to spool the flames into rings. No, the dancing hasn't started yet, but people are setting up and you know people are gearing up for it. There's a room of prestidigitators and acrobats. Some silk dancers are just starting their set. No expense has been spared in turning this into the most extravagant Firelight Stride Party in the entire city. And your target has yet to make an appearance. What do you all do?
I want to look for Teresa first.
Teresa, are you hiding?
No. Teresa is doing one of those things where she's letting Blair lead because the last thing she wants to do in an event like this is let her introduce herself to people.
Amazing. I think Blair is actually having a little bit of a hard time finding anyone that she knows right now. She's getting a little bit anxious looking over the room. Lady's blessing. All of these upper nobles. I don't know how I even got an invitation to this. Do you mind, dear? And she looks at you, Teresa. Do you mind getting me a drink? I think I need something to calm me down.
Not at all. And Teresa's gonna look over the room. Obviously, there are a ton of people here. Can she spot either Fia or Vivi?
Yeah, I think that you can all make eye contact with each other if you need to.
Okay, mm-hmm. Then I think it's going to make eye contact and look back over at Blair. Just like, I think there's someone who you could join who might make you feel a little more comfortable.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you'll follow me, I guess it's a drink on the way.
Lead on. Yeah.
I do want to point out, though, I am in disguise. I don't know that you recognize me.
True, then I'm going towards Fia.
I feel like it would be hard to not recognize Fia.
Oh my gosh, Fia, describe your dress. We haven't gotten to see anyone's ball gowns or ball clothes yet. Fia, Vidi, either one of you, describe what you're wearing.
Oh gosh.
Salil and Chalet, is that how you pronounce it again?
I think the one I saw was Shyla.
All right.
I saw like three different pronunciations of it. So.
Oh, Irish. Four dialects on one tiny island.
Yeah. And the fact that my own dialect is a New World dialect of both Scottish and Irish does not help with my pronunciation.
Okay, but like, let's take it up with the Anglo-Saxons who are like, ah, here's how your language should be spelt.
Anyway, Salil and Shyla, please describe those elegant ball gowns of yours.
I am going through Google image search, so I'm going to be a minute.
I am currently going to Pinterest.
We can move on while you guys do a little bit of research.
Because so I feel like Samael intercepts us as we're going towards Fia.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And Samael is just like grinning right at Teresa while just being like, would either of you like a, I believe these are Cornish crab cakes.
I'm just going to take one. Just like, just that look of just like, are you going to say anything else to me?
No, they can't because that would give away that this servant knows you. And that's not becoming of a servant. But they're going to give you that look. It's like, you're never living this down.
May I ask what's in them? I have a sensitivity.
Shredded crab.
Mm-hmm.
Breadcrumbs.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the chef had said that there was an aioli inside of it. And just like breaks down what's in like crab cakes.
I think I should be all right. Yeah.
Might I ask what allergies you have?
Oh, mostly to corn. You said Cornish, so I was a little concerned.
Oh, no, they're from a region outside of Illyria called Corn.
I've never heard of such a place.
It's a very small place. I doubt many people have heard of it.
Oh, well, I how very exciting. They've imported such interesting food.
Yes, plenty of interesting sights to behold at this event. And they say that while looking right at Teresa.
Teresa just has her hand, just has her arms crossed, just like, done?
Is Teresa dressed up? Like, very much differently?
Here's the thing. Teresa doesn't have, like, fine clothes or anything like that. So she doesn't really have, like, a ball gown. Like, that's not a thing that she owns. I think it's the thing of, like, she's wearing basically, like, a formal military uniform is basically the equivalent of what she's wearing. And then has that like badge of honor, which I think is like, it's a pin that's on, that's right below the lapel. It's like broad shoulders, like bright colored tunic, like trousers, high boots, that sort of thing. No weapon because she's not an honor guard, so she can't like have a weapon as something like this without getting arrested. And no hat, I think, is another thing for this. Because again, like she wasn't an officer or anything like that, but she lurks for a noble house, so she can at least upgrade it a bit.
Yeah,
has her hair pinned back, that kind of thing. So yeah, just gold eyes, just being like, you know, get it over with. Come on. Why are you doing this? You obviously lack the flair, my flair and panache, having to pretend to be a servant.
And did I hear correctly in saying that you would like a drink, madame?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Do you have any preferences that I might go get one for you?
Oh, an Ilrin rose would be fantastic. Named after the flower. It's like, and she gives you like a small like list of what, like there's grenadine in there, there's a few other things. Yeah. Gives you a rundown of it. If it's not too much trouble, I'm sure the Corvettos can manage that.
I would certainly hope so.
I am certain that there is no task too much that the Corvettos could not handle. I'll be right on that.
Thank you.
And would you like anything to drink?
No, I am satisfied for now.
Oh.
Be about your task.
Well, all we can ask for is that we are satisfied.
Oh, and have they... I've heard sometimes they do this at the bigger houses. Do they have a specialty cocktail list? Like the ones that they just made up for tonight?
I had been put onto food, but I will certainly ask on that. And when I come back with your Illyrian Rose, I will let you know.
I would love to try everything.
I will let whoever's in charge know that for certain, madame.
Thank you so much.
And yes, I was going to just walk away beaming.
No, we'll stop you along the way, clearly looking at you, grabbing food off your plate.
Oh, Samuel is a lot less polite with anybody who isn't Blair and like that group. They're just like, yes, it's a Cornish crab cake. What's in it? Crab. And
fantastic.
I am resisting a comment from years of seafood restauranting.
What's in it? What the bloody hell do you think is in it, sir?
That is, in fact, a question that we have had to answer.
Those crab cakes, do they have any seafood in them? I'm allergic to seafood.
Is there meat in these?
Oh, you absolutely get shit like that. And then, like, I would like to speak to your manager. At least
I think around the third or fourth time of, does it contain seafood or shellfish? Samuel is just like, no, I believe the chef had said this one didn't.
Oh, wonderful.
Do not poison people.
It's fine, they're nobles.
Yeah, it's fine. They're not people.
Wow.
Excuse.
You are excused.
I think we decided that a noble is not a people, Mr. Kermit.
But yes, if Samuel keeps getting that question, especially of like, is this vegan? Is this seafood? Is this shellfish? Samuel is just after a point, just like, no. Or you know, and then he gets to the point where it's just like, you know what? I believe the chef did say this one was.
Fantastic.
Ah, getting the entire cooking staff fired. Oh, yeah. I see.
Well done.
Listen, this isn't my house. They really should vet their employees better.
Yeah, definitely vet the employees, and especially the ones that sneak in uninvited.
Mm-hmm.
Shyla and Salil, have you guys decided on what you look like this evening?
I have some ideas. It's hard because we're in this nebulous fantasy renaissance, so I'm not quite sure which renaissance touchstone I should be drawing upon.
I think whatever you choose is whatever's in fashion.
The Italian renaissance.
Yes, Peter, thank you.
You're welcome.
I've been, at least for me personally, because Three Musketeers is one of the touchstones for this, Gauntlet has been much more 17th century, but that's a me personally thing, and also because that's more military uniform, standardized military uniforms coming a thing, as opposed to, like, court dress.
Yeah, my frame of reference for dress is Priest. The horror movie. So, yeah, that's all I got.
Basically, all of my research was Casanova by the BBC, so that wasn't very historically accurate either.
I will say, though, Casanova's great. That's such a good show.
It was so good. He's terrible, but it's wonderful. Yep.
Yes, accurate. I feel like the thing that I'm leaning towards is, like, Tudor type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Soleil is wearing red.
Ooh.
Like a very eye-catching red. Like the sort of blend in by making a statement kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got like the very high sort of Empire waist, very tight bodice, a flowy skirt, the sort of like the little poofs that you see on Tudor gowns towards the shoulders, and then like the longer sleeves, some sort of headpiece, I think, and like an accent necklace.
Ooh. Stunning. Kelsey, what does Shiloh look like?
Oh, gosh. I think Shiloh has on also fairly, like, elaborate, like, finely detailed ball gown. I think it's probably in, like, this really, like, deep green color for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some little bit of gold and like the embroidery and such around some parts of it. Also with like little puff sleeves with like the gold inside, the little cutouts. Her hair had been done up when she had already like gone to meet everyone, so it's still very much styled the way it was to begin with. Just she traded mm-hmm. in her like slightly less formal party gown for a more formal one.
Yeah. Beautiful. So you make together, you guys are a gorgeous pair. Still in a sea of other people dressed beautifully and much more extravagantly, but mm-hmm. Heads are definitely turning as you guys walk by. And you guys can meet up with Teresa or Samuel as you wish.
Is Teresa still heading our way, or?
Yes, indeed. With Blair. Yes.
Blair is on their arm.
I feel like we are also linked arms. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of keep people a little standing back. Like, we're escorting one another. I don't want anyone to think we're unaccompanied.
Of course. Blair is in a beautiful blue dress, I think with that same square bodice, edged in gold. She's got some nice jewelry on, but it's a little bit tarnished in some places. Like, it's definitely gems that haven't been set in, like, this year's fashion, and her dress is definitely, like, two seasons ago. But her hair is well done. She does look like her makeup is beautifully done. She is a minor noble, so I don't think she has like a full face mask. I think that status in Illyrian is definitely portrayed by your mask and what it shows on it. And so I think the more of your face that is covered, the more status you have. So she has like a minor noble, I think has just an eye mask in porcelain with silver filigree. And just two very small, exquisitely cut, but very small gemstones in dark blue, probably sapphires, at the corners of each eye, sort of as accents. Like, the mask is beautiful and she presents herself well, but her clothes are just a little bit shabby for a place like this.
Mm-hmm.
And she smiles as Teresa guides her over. Hello. Are you Teresa's friends? Is this... Looks at you, Teresa. You know these two?
I know Lady Blair. May I introduce Lady Fia?
Pleasure.
Fia will give, like, whatever the appropriate nod, curtsy, whatever appropriate greeting is in the situation. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I need to introduce myself. What was the name on the invitation?
That is the question, isn't it? I think it was for House Vesper. Alexander and Fabian Vesper.
I don't think I can do a French accent trying not to do a French accent. So we'll just say that for this part, Soleil is trying to downplay her accent as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how well it goes. But she is a spy and a performer, so maybe she can pull it off.
Oh, I bet she can.
But yeah, I think she introduces herself as Fabian Vesper.
Oh, of the... I've heard of your pause while I think of a thing that you might be famous for. Your apricot groves. Lady Vesper. You're not too far from the border, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think I'll just like give a beatific smile and nod. I'm just going to let Blair lead the conversation so I don't have to, you know, standard spy stuff.
Yeah. it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. I'm Blair. Now I have to come up with her house name, too. The names, they never stop.
They never, ever stop. You could make me come up with a house name if you want.
Do you
want
to come up with a house name, Saint?
I can do it. One second. I will just...
Yes, allow me to delegate.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's almost like this is my contact.
This is your contact?
You know. House Mariana.
Mariana. Will you spell that for me?
Yeah, sure.
Brilliant. Blair, Larry, Mariana. We're kind of on the opposite side of Ilrian from you. It is a pleasure to make your acquaintance. Are you in town for the council meeting? Like 2 weeks from now, is it? Time's so fast these days.
Yes, it is coming up.
And the Corvettos are inviting everyone to their home, whining and dining us, trying to get our on our good sides. Is it working for you, you think? I'm still on the fence.
I would not let something like a party sway my opinion.
Very wise of you. Very wise indeed. It could be such a boon to have the Corvettos think well of us. She sort of gets pensive. Still, we are at a party. I think the time for thinking of politics is later.
Indeed. Tomorrow, perhaps, when we are all hungover.
And I just give her a little smile.
Yes, I should probably take a turn about the room and rub some shoulders. Teresa, do you wish to come with, or...?
There's someone I must find here, actually, but I will meet up with you soon, once I have found
someone. Yes, of course.
Should you get anxious again, I think you will be able to find me.
I'll be fine.
Out of character, I would like to propose that taking a turn about the room with Blair might give you a good vantage to find this person.
This is true. Then I think, yeah, revise that a little bit. Just like, of course, you know, because that's going to be a good opportunity to find.
It's,
to find
it's Tariq. Good cover. You're going to be going through the room meeting people. And if you see this person, I'm sure we have a signal planned.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all absolutely have a signal planned.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So you guys take a turn about the room. Blair is meeting people, mostly minor nobles. She's trying to get into some of the bigger circles with the major nobles, like the ones like wearing the full masks. And you're getting a good vantage point of the room, I think.
That means that we get masks too, Fia.
Yeah, you guys are. Minor nobility. Which
is probably part of why I'm able to pass myself off as this lady probably. Whose name I did not write down.
Fabian Vesper. You guys get little eye masks.
Amazing.
I think it's time to survey the room then for Tariq.
I think it is. Is this a group action? Are you all surveying the room, or is it just our dear gauntlet?
Samael is, but for multiple things.
Oh, so you're not on the hunt for your actual target.
I am, but I'm also looking for Marina. I did make a promise that I would follow through on.
You did?
And also looking for like a bartender. I do need to make it with my parents.
The bartender's easy to see. You don't need to roll for that one. There's bartenders in every room.
I would be happy to join in on this group action. Just saying.
All right. So I think that's all of you. Gauntlet, are you leading the charge here?
I guess I'm leading, yeah.
I believe in you, Gauntlet.
Yeah. I'm going to let everybody else roll first.
Sure. Well, I have one die in survey. I assume a lady's favor is similar to a devil's bargain?
A lady's favor is a devil's bargain, yes.
Can I entertain a lady's favor?
You may indeed. Let me think. I think you are going to notice among the crowd that your would-be paramour is here.
Oh, shit. Yep.
Rowan.
I have to interact with Rowan.
Mm-hmm. Rowan is here in all their glory, cozying up with some masked nobles.
Oh, I don't think that I'm allowed to go there, though. With, like, properly masked nobles. That's okay. But yes, I will take that lady's favor.
Fantastic. You get an extra die.
What is our position and effect here?
Yes, your position and effect is risky. Mm-hmm. I think your effect is standard. This is a crowded room, but y'all have excellent vantage points and are moving about. So it's not... That's a 5.
So we at least are not going to fail.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a good start. I have 0 survey.
Fantastic. I love those words.
That's a 2.
That's a 2.
You don't want to try to push yourself or take a lady's favor or anything there, Peter?
No, because I'm also distracted. I'm doing 100 things at once.
Fair.
I feel like me personally not doing well is correct.
So you take 1 stress saint?
Yes.
I'm trying to decide which one of the, if I am pushing myself or taking the lady's favor.
I think that Teresa definitely, that stress comes from Teresa overhearing Samuel just being like, yes, it is vegan.
You decided to be a waiter.
Your distraction is truly inspiring, Samuel. I mean, you can always ask about the lady's favor and not take it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair. So yeah, I'll hear one, Corey.
The lady's favor for our fair Fia. You see a beautiful woman walk out of the room just as like your eyes slide off of Tariq. She has black hair so dark that in the light of the alchemical orbs floating about the room, it seems to have violet highlights. Her eyes are piercing gray. She's gorgeously curvy and impeccably dressed in a violet gown. And there's, you know immediately upon looking at her that there is the sense of a glamour about her. She's Faye. And you don't know her.
Interesting. I do get things for Faye. Yeah, I will take that one.
All right. Take that die.
What was our position again?
It is risky standard.
Okay.
That's a 4. Only one stress right. So far. Your turn, Saint.
Yep. Lady's favor, hit me.
A lady's favor for our dear Teresa. I think as you're going through the rooms, you lock eyes with Maestra.
Oh, good. Let's fight.
She works for Crevetto, doesn't she?
I don't remember, but I would believe it. If you remember correctly, then I will take your word for it because I don't remember.
Remind us who Maestra is.
Maestra is Teresa's rival.
Master at arms. I'm here for somebody to duel me. That's kind of why I came.
Yeah. Maestra's here. That's your lady's favorite.
All right, take it.
And yeah, she sees you and is going to start striding towards you.
Failed.
So 2 stress, but you succeed at a cost. So you see our erstwhile courier. Let me remember his name. Tariq Darid. Beautiful dark skin. Bald, with a little, like, he removes, like, the little, like, Renaissance feather cap as he walks in. He's wearing, like, this dark maroon edged in gold. Definitely not noble. There's more of the air of a functionary or, like, an attaché about him. But still very well-dressed. Set of those, like, gold-rim pince-nez glasses on the bridge of his nose. That Ilrin rose in that same, like, burgundy shade as his, like, of his clothes pinned to his lapel. People, like, look at him as he walks in. He's got a case with him, of all things. And he looks over the party. There's this sense of great annoyance. And then something catches his eye and he starts to walk out of the room.
Oh, no.
And the complication is that his meeting is going to start immediately. You may resist. I'm going to give you, you can resist. I'm going to put 2 picks on the clock. You can resist it down to 1.
I assume it's like a 4 o'clock?
It's a 6 o'clock, actually.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm trying to think how Teresa would resist this particular thing, especially because Maestra here is, I'm pretty sure if Gauntlet moves to intercept this guy, Maestra will move to intercept her.
Absolutely.
So I think it's one of those things where it's looking over to Fia and to Fia and Vivi just being like, to Fia and her escort, who we don't know, is just being like, you need to deal with this. I can't.
Oh gosh, how do we deal with this?
How do we distract this person?
Perhaps by sending a servant to
tell him that the location of the meeting has been moved.
That's way better than what I was thinking.
Was what you were thinking throw a crab cake on him?
Not throwing. Tripping and falling.
But yeah, you're already dressed in the livery of the house. You could certainly go up to him, especially since we know his name, and bring him someplace else to wait.
And I will say that Samael definitely does have eyes on Teresa if she would like to be like, point.
Yeah, Teresa just is like, go, go.
Yeah, we do the signal.
Yeah, we do the signal. Go.
All right.
This was always the plan.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
It sounds like Peter's doing the resisting here.
Yes.
All right.
I think so.
So I think this sounds like a spirit resist.
Oh, easy. No bonus. No bonus as a resist, right?
I don't think you get bonus dice on a resist, if I remember correctly.
That's four.
Two stress.
Two stress? Easy.
All right. So that's one tick on the clock instead of two. You walk up to Tariq, and what do you say?
Pardon me, Mr. Dareed, correct?
Mr. Dareed, yes.
Oh, you have Dareed on the dossier.
Oh, do I? Yes.
That is an R.
Then that is correct, Mr. Dareed. I know what I wrote.
I was told to inform you that the meeting had moved locations.
Moved locations.
Apparently some spies from House Vesper have infiltrated, and the current meeting location, the current meeting place has been, what's the word I'm looking for? Compromised?
House Vesper? The apricot concern?
I am simply telling you what I was told, sir.
I want this over with.
Very well. The new location is, and I kind of point in the complete opposite direction.
Do you have... Not even going to... Fine. I'll find it myself. And he turns on his heel and marches into the crowd. And I think as he vanishes into the crowd, that's where we're going to end this session.
All right. Wait, do I see my ghost?
You haven't seen your ghost yet.
No.
You got a two.
Do I at least get Lady... what's her name?
Yes, you can get Lady... You can get Miss Blair.
Yeah, okay, so I get her drink. And do I get a drink menu as well? Are there special drinks? All right, I also provide her with the drink menu.
She is so pleased. There's like five or six like cocktails that have been made just for this party. And she's so excited.
Yes, there truly is a lot to be excited by this night.
Yeah, there's alcohol she's never even tried before on this list. So she's going to go ham.
A night for all sorts of new experiences while still staring straight at Teresa.
Oh, geez. Why do you like this?
Amazing. All right, let's get you guys some XP.
Yay, let's do the thing.
House Bastion, my lovely little Skylarks, did you overcome an obstacle with audacity or unorthodoxy?
Have we overcome obstacles yet?
I mean,
we got into the party.
We did get
yeah, inside. That was the initial obstacle.
We did have someone sneak in, which is pretty unorthodox. And we were pretty audacious by just stealing an invitation and going through the front door. So, yes.
I'll take it, yeah.
And, like, I befriended a ghost. That's pretty unorthodox.
Also true.
All right. Did you contend with the challenge above your current station?
Ooh. Boy, howdy.
I mean, we have no station. Somebody so. Else.
You guys are tier two.
But they're tier five.
They are tier five. Yes, you are in the house of the Corvettos.
What tier is House Vesper? Because I'm pretty sure I threw them under a bus too.
One.
They are one.
If that.
Yeah, they're a minor house.
The minor house is.
I grabbed the first name in my head, and I was like, "Yeah, Vesper was said this session."
The minor houses collectively are probably tier two, but like the only power that they have is the fact that there are more of them than there are of the greater houses in the Esseltari. They don't have a lot of political power, like individually.
Yeah, I feel like the only challenges we really crossed were Corvetto challenges at the moment.
Did you bolster your coterie's reputation to develop a new one?
What is our... We're daring.
Daring.
I don't think we've been very daring yet, no.
Yeah. That'll be next.
Yeah, it'll happen, but...
I mean, is taking two jobs on not somewhat daring?
That's true. You were like, I can do two things.
You know what? Yes.
Tonight.
That's very daring.
All right. Did you express the goals, drives, inner conflict, or essential nature of your coterie?
No, I don't think so.
Apparently.
Very splintered.
Apparently, nature is to separate.
We don't have stronger together, and it shows.
All right. Yeah, no, that sounds like a full 4 XP, because unfortunately in this game, unlike all the other Forge of the Dark games that I've played, has a maximum XP for your house.
Yeah, they don't want you to rank up too fast, I guess.
It's really slow rolling. Yeah. Especially, we're about to get to player characters. It's even more so.
Oh, gosh. That's a little sad, honestly. Hopefully next time, hopefully you guys will get at least one advance before this game is over.
Yeah, it's a maximum of 4 XP for it both. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dear.
I don't know how I feel about that.
You still get XP from desert rolls, but like the it's 8 XP per attribute, and then the character XP is 10.
Yeah, that is really slow rolling.
And it's also capped at 4 for your triggers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's go through them.
I mean, that's a choice.
Yeah, it's definitely a choice. It's part of the game. So, dear Fia, did you...
Oh, I'm going first. Okay.
Yes, you're at the top of my list. Did you address a challenge with Fae power and or control?
Not yet, no.
Did you express your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background?
I think so. Yeah, just from particularly picking the jobs and then also like the arguing with Samuel a little bit. Just like, I am in a dress. I'm in a very nice dress. I can wear a fancier dress whenever I want. This is not the line of convincing you think it is.
Fair. Did you struggle with issues from your indulgence scandals?
Nope.
How much XP does that sound like to you? You're the one who decides, not me.
Okay. I only said yes for one of them, so... If this was Blades, I'd be saying 2.
But I think you're only allowed to tick each box
once.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
I really don't know if I like that. We'll see how it plays.
Well, that's why we're playing.
Yep. So did you say 1, I believe?
I think so, yeah.
All right, where are you going to put it?
Do I want to put it in my character XP or... Yeah, I think I'm going to put it in my character XP.
Brilliant. Peter.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, hello, Samuel. Did you address a challenge with arcane knowledge and or power?
I believe my ghost friend thinks I did.
Sounds like it to me.
No, I think I did a lot of digging around on trying to find this artifact using magical methods.
Mm-hmm. Did you express belief, strives, heritage, background?
That's the always yes one, right? Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. Did you play your character? Yeah. Did you struggle with issues from your indulgences or scandals?
No. I could have, but I thought about it too late, for I was like, I could have like struggled with the drink menu, maybe popped a few, but no.
You didn't get drunk.
I did not. I didn't even drink anything yet. I haven't had a chance to. Being a servant is hard work, yo.
Yes. How much XP does that sound like to you?
I'd say 3. 3 sounds about right.
Yeah. Brilliant. Where are you putting them?
Oh, that's character XP. I'm going to put them into... I want to put them into mind. All 3 of them.
Nice. Hot damn. Teresa!
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's do your XP.
Yeah, let's do it.
Did you address challenge with violence and or panache?
No.
Not even panache?
Violence would be... No. So, obviously no violence. Yes. It hasn't happened yet. It's going to happen. Panache... maybe? I'm a little hard pressed for it. That's only because like Teresa's a character is very much alike. It's a thing of like, I don't know.
You went to a party wearing a military uniform instead of a dress.
It's true.
And you just walked in there like it was nothing.
Yeah.
I think that counts.
All right. Fair enough. I'll take it then. My address in this challenge was ask a friend to have me as their plus one.
Hey, asking a friend if you can go to a party with them, that sounds like a tough challenge to me, personally.
It is pretty trash to be like, hey, that party you're going to, I should be your plus one.
I'm coming, yeah, and I'm not going to wear a dress. Mm-hmm. Just so you know.
Yeah, I do very much love that Samuel's like, I'm going to see you in a dress, and Teresa shows up in a military uniform, just like, no.
Teresa's still just not. Like, enjoying getting to watch, enjoying watching you have to be, like, blend in with the upper class.
Uh-huh, yeah, blend in. yes. Yeah, so one there. I did panache, I didn't do violence. Violence will be next time when Maestri comes and challenges me to a duel.
Hell
I guess.
Yeah. Leaves Strive's heritage background.
Yes, those did come up, and part of that was the uniform. It was Blair. Mm-hmm. It was our tit for tat. That was the dossier section.
How about your indulgences or scandals?
No, I don't have a scandal, and my education. My continuing education has not come up. Not yet.
All right.
Look, I look forward to you throwing in my face.
I do have a lady's favor regarding that. It's up to you whether or not you take that, whether or not you ask for it.
I will most likely ask for it.
Okay. How much does that sound like to you?
That's 2.
Where are you putting them?
And I think I'm going to put it in... I'm going to put in character XP because it's the only thing you can't get from desperate rolls.
Fair.
That's true.
I have to figure out a way to get this desperate so you guys can get more XP. Clearly, that's...
Can we still trade position for effect?
Yeah, I think so.
Then we can make it desperate, don't worry.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we'll do it yourselves.
Let me double check. Yeah, no, they have a trading position for effect section in the book. So if you want to push your luck and make a desperate roll with great effect, absolutely a thing you can do. So, Salil, lovely Vivi.
Okay, I address challenges both with stealth and perception.
Mm-hmm.
I stole that invitation and I helped spot our target.
Yes, you did.
Express your beliefs, drives, heritage, or background. Absolutely. Again, we are peed, so it happens. But specifically, Vivi wanting to do both jobs, I think is very much like her ambition.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then also, I think it came up that Vivi is keeping an eye on Samael, which is one of her bonds with him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have any scandals, and my indulgence has not yet come up, but it probably will. All right, so that looks like 3 XP. I'm going to put it all into character because I really want another special ability.
Sounds good.
Special abilities are great.
There's so many I want, and I don't know which one to get, but I know I want one.
Yeah, I am more and more being like, I want honor guard so I could just walk around with a sword all the time.
Yes, that would be very good. There's so many good ones. But there's part of me that wants better lucky than good just so I can roll desperate actions all the time.
Incredibly fair. Okay, so it sounds like we have a session. Next time, we'll start with a duel. Can't wait. Thank you once again for listening to our game of Court of Blades, featuring our friends Astani and Saintgard. Astani can be found at Astani, A-S-T-E-Y-N-I, on both Twitter and Twitch, and Saintgard can be found on Twitter at Saintgardly and at Twitch at Saintgard. Thank you to Navi and Sean Drake for all the fun we're having with this game. Make sure to get a copy of your very own on their Itch storefront, coupleofdrakes.itch.io, and find out more information on what they're working on next at coupleofdrakes.com. Cheers to 8ER41 for our intro and outro music, and to Music for Videos for the use of Orchestral Waltz at the beginning. Both can be found on Pixabay. As for me, Kelsey and Peter, you can find me at The Invulnerable Tide, Kelsey at Islander's Caper, and Peter at The Chaotic Super most places on the internet. Our link trees are in the description below, as is the one for the podcast, which you can find at Roll With It AP in most places, or just Roll With It. Tune in next time for duels, drama, and feats of derring do. And until then, whether the dice are coming up nat ones or the narrative is throwing you for a loop, don't forget to just roll with it.